Mark chapter 14, verses 27 to 31. We are going to read about Peter. Apostle Peter, Jesus says, "You will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered." You know, can I let you know, if it says it in the Bible, it's going to happen? Mm-hmm. Can I get a witness on that? But after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee. Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not. I tell you the truth." King James says, "Verily, verily," right? "I tell you the truth," Jesus answered, "today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times." But Peter insisted emphatically, "Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you." And all the others said the same. Lord, I thank you for your sacrifice on the cross. Lord, I thank you for your call to follow you, to pick up the cross daily. Lord, to deny ourselves, to make a sacrifice that we can indeed make it all the way through the Garden of Gethsemane, all the way to the cross and follow you. It is a challenging course. The track is steep and narrow. But I thank you that you make an opening for us in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. George, you want to close that door for me there? Thank you very much. Talking about challenges in life, maybe you've had some. Can I get a witness on that? I was a young man, a boy, a 10-year-old, and I was working for my uncle, working on the farm, ranching. And he would take all of his cows, about 350 cows, up to Wolf Creek, which is an hour away from the home ranch. And we would load them on trucks and take them up there, and the guys would be driving the trucks and taking them and doing all that stuff. And he would buy bulls. Man, I missed some stuff. Well, anyway, bulls right there. Now, Angus bull is a fearsome animal, 2,000 pounds of muscle, and he would purchase eight to service his cows, if you get my drift. And this would be at the beginning of summer, and those bulls would be full of vinegar and snorting and bucking, and they were they knew where there was cows around, and they were ready to go. And so we would take them, and that bottom picture is what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's six bulls. We had eight that day. And we would have to take and put them through the corrals up this. That's a chute that would put it onto the truck. And you might think that all them bulls going through that small chute can be rather a bit of a challenge. And I want to let you know, oh, yeah, that's a challenge. And I'm 10 years old. I don't know. Who's got a 10? Is there a 10-year-old boy running around here? You got a 10-year-old? Reuben's like, what, 13? 13. So Reuben, I'm trying to think of a 10-year-old, but I was 10. And we are trying to load these bulls on this truck. And you know, the bulls are strong, but they ain't that smart. And, you know, it's like, what you want is through the truck, guys. Let's go. They aren't having it. And all eight of those bulls start running to my side of the corral. And I started to run. And my feet could not keep up with my body. And so I ended up face down in mud in the way of the bulls. And this cowboy, Lee, I mean, think of Lee jeans. Lee, man, barrel-chested dude, walk around like this all the time with his cowboy boots on. I kid you not, man. He jumps in front of all them bulls and goes, "Hey, ha, ha," and they all turn. Challenges in life. sometimes we end up covered in mud. And sometimes we raise to the challenge. Challenging times. Title of today's message, Challenges Along the Way. And we are in a series called Selected to Serve. And Jesus is on his way to the cross. And Peter says, I'll follow you all the way. Challenges can come to Peter. Follow you all the way to death. You know, and that is a great statement to make. Maybe you would say here this morning, I'm ready to follow Jesus. I'm ready to pick up my cross. On track. The trick is to get on track and not turn back. Amen? Sang that song, no turning back, no turning back. That's a challenge, not turning back. Come to the Garden of Gethsemane today. A challenge to our Lord. He had come to Jerusalem and all the people had hailed him as Savior, as the coming Christ, as the Messiah who had set them all free. Things are ready to get off track. People are ready to turn back. How you doing? How was your week? The challenges along the way. Sticking close or following at a distance? Because you get too far away, it's easier to turn back. Can I get a witness? Get on track. Don't turn back. It's in the Garden of Gethsemane that Jesus has the opportunity to turn back. But we'll read today the famous prayer, not my will, but thy will be done. Is that your prayer today? Take a look at challenges along the way. We okay? It might take a little longer. We got a little bit of text to go through today. Is that okay?
Fine.
All right, Leroy. Yeah, I'll go extra long because you're here. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, sit here while I pray. He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death, he said to them. Stay here and keep watch. Going a little further, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. Abba, Father, he said, everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. That sound like a challenge? Sound like distress? There will be challenges as you try to follow Jesus all the way to the cross. The plan of God is on the move. Jesus is headed to the cross. Eternity is going to be changed. Eternity, the creation, got off track in the Garden of Eden. Creation is under a curse, and Jesus is about to put it back on track. That's a challenge. Get on track. Stay on track. He's going to the cross to provide a new course. A good one. A narrow one. Few people are on it. I hope you are on it, and I hope you stay on it. Jesus, as we see, and all the Gospels record that he is overcome with sorrow, grief, challenged, distressed and troubled. Mark told us back in chapter 9, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men. They will kill him. And after 3 days, he will rise. If I was given the choice, I don't know if I would want to stay on that track. But not my will, but thy will be done. Amen? Amen. Jesus, too, has a great desire for an alternate course. Is there another way? Not my will, but thy will be done. Everything in him screaming out. A different path, Father. Not my will, but thy will. Key to staying on track is to find power from heaven to keep you there. Key to finding fullness in life is power from heaven to deliver it to you. Amen? Amen. Got to get on track. Got to stay on track. Let's keep going. Because there is a temptation to turn away. He returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Simon, he said, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you, I put in there all. So you all, it comes through in the Spanish, not in the English. So y'all will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak. Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. And when he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning a third time, he said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer. Disappointment. Jesus is disappointed with his disciples. He is fervently praying for assistance from heaven. And they are asleep. They are bored. They are in a very, very different position that he is so fervently praying that he is sweating blood. That the turmoil is so great that there is a medical condition in which you would sweat blood, and the turmoil would be so great that you are indeed near death. And the disciples are missing the whole situation. Watch and pray that you don't fall into temptation, because Jesus is tempted to turn aside, to get off track, to establish a new course, a better course. I can just handle this with the angels. But not my will, thy will be done. Amen? Amen. Jesus is speaking to all three. Jesus is speaking to all of his disciples. Temptation will come. And you would be tempted to turn away, to get off track. Satan tempted Judas with 30 pieces of silver. He got off track. How does he tempt you? What works with you? Drugs, sex, rock and roll, food, anger, bitterness. All kinds of ways to be tempted. Jesus says, pray. Pray and get some spiritual strength. Luke 22, 31. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. That also is plural. Y'all as wheat. Peter needs to get geared up for battle. We all need to get geared up for battle. Amen? Amen. Lisa and I were at a conference with several of the board members yesterday. We got home and Lisa said, we should pray. And we prayed, and we prayed for many of you by name. We prayed, I prayed, that you would stay on track. And as we pray for you and lift up your needs before the Lord, it helps keep us on track. Amen?
Amen.
Paul tells us that our battle is not a physical battle, that we fight an enemy that is not flesh and blood. That we fight a spiritual enemy, and to win that spiritual battle, that we must have spiritual power to gain a spiritual victory. Amen?
Amen.
Get on track. The spiritual track. Stay on it. Don't turn back. Amen?
Amen?
All right, let's keep going here. Let's keep going here. There are many who are off track. Jesus is betrayed by Judas. Just as he was speaking, Judas, one of the 12, appeared. And with him was a crowd armed with swords and clubs sent from the high priest, the teachers of the law, and the elders. Now the betrayer, Judas, had arranged a signal with them. The one I kiss is the man. Arrest him and lead him away under guard. going at once to Jesus. Judas said, "Rabbi," and kissed him. The men seized Jesus and arrested him. Then one of those standing near drew his sword and struck the servant of the high priest, cutting off his ear. "Am I leading a rebellion, said Jesus, "that you have come with swords and clubs to capture me? Every day I was with you, teaching in the temple courts, and you did not arrest me. But the scriptures must be fulfilled." Then everyone deserted him and fled. Judas set everything up with a kiss. Why a kiss, I wonder? He walks up with the guards. There is little to cover his actions. He could have easily, as Tommy's sitting back there in the hallway, said, "There he is! Get him!" Why a kiss? Why conceal his duplicity? Guards arrest him right after the kiss. In fact, Luke tells us that Jesus asks him at the time, "Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man?" with a kiss. Puts it on him. Why a kiss? We take a look at Judas, who had indeed, Luke tells us, Satan had entered him as they were having communion, as they were sharing bread, wine, the meal, Last Supper. Jesus says, "Do what you must do quickly." Satan enters him and it's still. Gives Jesus a kiss. Because so many of us, when we're getting off track, we don't want to make it look too bad. It's him! We don't want to do that. We want to put a good cover on our sin. We want to look good while we betray our Savior. And Jesus, in his mercy, takes the cover away. Judas, do you betray me with a kiss? So many of us, as we try to cover our sins with something that doesn't look so offensive, Jesus will call us on it. Jesus forces us to choose right or wrong, on track or off track. And if you're going to get off track, he's going to make it plain. Really? Is this really what you want to do? In or out? Jesus wants you to know. Amen? Amen. How far do you follow our Lord? Is it close or at a distance? Let's continue on. They took Jesus to the high priest. And all the chief priests and the elders and the teachers of the law came together. Peter followed them at a distance. "I'll never deny you. I'll follow you to death," he said. But he's following at a distance, right into the courtyard of the high priest. And there he sat with the guards, and he warmed himself at the fire. The chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin were looking for evidence against Jesus so they could put him to death. But they could not find any. Many testified falsely against him, but their statements did not agree. Then the high priest stood up before them and asked Jesus, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" "I am," said Jesus. "And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One who is coming on the clouds of heaven." And the high priest tore his clothes. "Why do we need any more witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They all condemned him as worthy of death. See, Jesus was betrayed by Judas. And Jesus is also betrayed by the priests. All the drama, all the lies. Cannot put somebody to death unless you have two witnesses, and they're trying to get people's lies to line up, and the lies just don't work. But Jesus makes it clear, I am the Christ. And he forces them to move away from their pretty little lie, from their pretty little betrayal, and puts it right on them. I am the Christ, the Son of the Most High. Will you accept me or will you reject me? Because he will force you to accept him or reject him for who he is. He makes it clear. Forces them to kill him for being their Savior. He does that to us. You can accept him, or you have to reject him as who he really is. Luke chapter 7, verse 23. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. He says, I'll show you who I really am. And then it's up to you. You can get on track, and you can stay on track. If you start getting off track, he's going to let you know. And the choice, in or out, wide way or the narrow way, on track, off track, it's up to you. And then there is Peter, following at a distance, warming himself with the guards. See, Jesus' challenge is in the garden, and Peter's is in the courtyard. Even I have to die with you, I'll never disown you, Jesus. Peter was on track, but he was in danger because he followed at a distance. How close do you follow? How tight are you with our Lord? How close? We had some challenges this week and last week in the kitchen. The ice machine is indeed broken. And ice machines are tricky things. All kinds of stuff going on. But I took it apart and I discovered that it was indeed the pump that was broken. And being cheap as I am, I took the pump out, took it apart, and got that pump working. Hallelujah. You know, a little tiny little propeller, spinning like crazy. Put it back together again, put it back, the plump together, and put the pump in the thing, and plugged it all in and turned it on, and my pump started pumping. But it wasn't pumping hard enough. There's these jets of water that have to go into this manifold, this like freezing ice tray thing, and the water shoots up in there and it just builds up, and then magic happens and poof, the ice drops down, and the water was only shooting up about this high. Pitiful. My repair was not good enough. See, so often we want to get by just going halfway. So often we just want to follow. We'll follow, but it's at a distance. Peter's following at a distance. It's just not going to work. Had to order a new pump from L.A., Hazakaki, or whatever the name of this thing was. And it was hard, but, man, that thing came the very next day, put that baby in, and those jets are just shooting, and that ice machine is flat out full today. Got to do it the whole way. Get on track. Stay on track. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Jesus is betrayed by Peter. Betrayed by Judas. Betrayed by the priest. Now betrayed by Peter. Because Peter fails the challenge. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came by, and when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked closely at him and says, you're also with him, with the Nazarene, she said. No, he said, I don't know or understand what you're talking about. Even I have to go to death, I'll never deny you. Challenges are going to come. Peter, like me, covered with mud. He denied it. When the servant girl saw him there, she said to those standing around him, "This fellow's one of them." Again, he denied it. And after a little while, those standing near said to Peter, "Surely you're one of them, for you are a Galilean." And he began to call down curses on himself, and he swore to them, "I don't know this man you're talking about." Failing the challenge. But Peter's just trying to stay warm. "I'm following my Lord, but I'm out here staying warm with the guards. Probably some of the same guards that Judas showed up with." See, you get far enough away from Jesus, and you start hanging out with anybody. Get off track. Spirit's willing, but the body's weak. But spirit's getting weaker by the minute. See, you stay close to God, your spirit stays strong. You follow at a distance, and everything starts to fall apart. Challenge comes to Peter from a servant girl. "You're with him." On track? There's always a challenge to stay on track. Peter takes a turn. "I don't know what you're talking about." Jesus is inside being beaten, spit upon, and mocked for standing with us in our sin. And Peter's standing with the guards, trying to stay warm, just looking to get by. Judas got off track. Peter got off track. There's always a challenge to staying on track. How about you? Close or far? On track? Off track? Jesus will let you know. Jesus, right here, right now, letting you know, on track or off track. Because he will let you get off track. He just wants you to know that you're off track. He will not force you to follow him. Amen?
Amen.
He'll make you know. He'll make it clear. Because that's what we're finding here. Jesus makes everything clear. Immediately, get a picture. Nice fire. "I don't even know that guy. Never heard of that guy. Never even been to Galilee." Spear from heaven. Immediately the rooster crowed the second time. And then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had spoken to him. "Before the rooster crows twice, you will disown me three times." And he broke down and he wept. Becomes clear in an instance. He is at a distance. He is just trying to get by. He's trying to put a cover on his sin and his separation from God. Jesus had told him it would be like this. You see, it was not just Judas who was the betrayer, but Peter as well. Not just Peter, but all the Jews. "Hail, son of David!" The very next day they would say, "We have no king but Caesar." Who's your king today? What happens when challenges come your way? What choices do you make? You see, there will always be challenges. "Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you all as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. Jesus forces a choice, and Jesus provides a path. The course of the cross is always a challenge. Judas betrayed him. Peter denied him. The priest lied on him. Disciples fled. But he wants you to know where you're at. He wanted Judas to know, "Will you betray me with a kiss?" He wanted Peter to know, because the rooster was going to crow. And he wants you to know this morning, and he will speak to your heart and say, "It's been a little while." He'll say, "You're there, but you're so far away I can barely even see you." Spirit used to be willing. Body was always weak. Maybe your spirit is weakening. The Jews, given an opportunity to cry out for a Savior, said, "Give us Barabbas." They would choose a murderer over a Savior. Where are you at today? Because you can be off track. The Jews of Jerusalem were off track. 50 days later, after the resurrection, after the ascension, when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came down and Peter began to preach, he brought the message to the Jews. He says, "Let all Israel be assured of this, that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah." You crucified him. You were off track. You made poor choices. And our Lord, in his mercy, makes it clear that they have chosen poorly. And when they heard this, they said, "What shall we do?" They said, we're so messed up. We have indeed betrayed our Savior. And he has made it clear that we are off track. Is there any hope? The cross provides the path, and the cross provides the opportunity to come back. Because the answer that Peter gives them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You'll be forgiven your sins and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." You're here this morning, and that same Jesus who prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, "Not my will, but thy will be done." That same Jesus who came looking at Peter, James, and John and said, "You're in danger of getting off track. Could you not pray for 1 hour?" He is here this morning saying, "You're following at a distance." He's saying to some of you this morning, "You're off track." And he is saying from the seat of mercy in heaven that if you would repent, if you would do an about face in your life, if you would raise me up as king of your life, if you would declare me to be your Savior, you will be saved. And I will send the Holy Spirit, who will seal your life and keep you close to me, that you won't ever get off track again. Isn't that good? Nowhere else you're going to betray somebody and him to give you a path back right into his family. Lord, we come before you this morning. Lord, some of us going through incredible challenges. Feels like this week we're sweating blood. But thank you that we are indeed close, that we can grab onto you, and that you have given your Spirit to keep us on track and to let us know when we begin to waver. The choice that we could make, and we can say, "Not my will, but thy will be done." But Lord, I thank you too, in your and your act of mercy that there are those that are off track this morning that have seen the cross and have turned back and have said, not for me, have said, I've got better things going on. I've said, not today, Lord. And He is here this morning touching your heart and saying, are you sure? Will you betray me again? Or is it today that you would repent, be transformed, and come near to me? Nobody looking around, but Jesus is speaking to your heart this morning. He's saying, my child, today's the day. Time to come close. Nobody looking around, that you just slide your hand up. Say, that's me. That's me. Right here. Somebody say, that's me. That's me. I need to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Here. Nobody else. Say, that's me. Back here. He's here. He's talking to you. He's not pulling back. He's saying, get on track. Stay on track. I'll keep you on track. Anybody else? He's talking to you. You didn't put your hand up before. Say, that's me. Maybe you're here this morning and you're on track, but you're a little far away. Jesus saying, remember the times that we used to have when you were so close to me, when I was most important to you. Life has become so confused. Life has become so cluttered. And you've slipped away. Still on track, but watch out, child. Lord, speaking to you right now, saying, yeah, it's too far, too long. You say in your heart, Lord, I'm going to step right back close. That's you this morning. Need to take a couple of quick steps, catch up to the Lord.